How will the U.S. election affect religious freedom? Egypt's Christians have a new pope, and a film ministry figures out how to put hope in a backpack. We'll tell you what's behind that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today's U.S. presidential election will affect religious freedom, says Dr. Tom Farr. He heads up the Religious Freedom Project at Georgetown University. He served under both the Clinton and Bush administrations in the Religious Freedom Office. He says the Obama administration has undermined religious freedom in several instances, including one case involving a Lutheran pastor.
The Obama administration took officially the position that the First Amendment did not protect churches from deciding who their ministers ought to be. That is a shot across the bow, as far as I'm concerned, for religious freedom.
Nearly 100 Christian organizations are suing the administration for violating religious freedom in the new health care law. Farr's apathy for religious freedom and foreign policy is also a red flag.
If it is the case that we are losing in our own country, that this is the first freedom, then it's no wonder that we are ineffective in attempting to convince other countries to embrace it.
Meanwhile, a nor'easter is on its way to the U.S. East Coast, bringing snow and low temps to regions hit hardest by Sandy. What does this mean for survivors?
These are really difficult times. It is cold. It is damp. With the holiday season coming up, it's just a difficult time of year to be facing loss of all of your possessions.
Mark Lewis, the Evangelical Free Church of America's Touch Global Director, says
the emotional impact will be the first thing anytime people go through a traumatic event, and then those events kind of replicate that, brings back those memories of the initial trauma.
Crisis creates many opportunities to tell people about Jesus.
We define being available, providing great opportunities for access ministry, being in the lives of people, really provides that missional opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in the lives of people for that eternal life transformation.
Touch Global needs your help. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Egypt's church is at a crossroads. Over the weekend, a new Coptic pope was chosen. However, pope-designate Bishop Tuadros has already indicated he's not going in the same political direction as his predecessor. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
there are some who think this is a religious figure, it's a religious authority, they should stay completely separate from the affairs of state. However, there are others who say this man is the representative of Egyptian Christians. If he doesn't speak out about persecution, if he doesn't speak out about religious freedom, who will?
It's a difficult transition. Pressure's been increasing against Christians since the revolution, but it could be a good reason to pray.
We need to pray for a sense of encouragement. I think, secondly, we need to pray that there will be opportunities to witness, because there is so much going on and there's so much tumult and upheaval in Egypt right now. That can be a time of great witness. That can be a time of great revival and a great hunger for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Next, a revival of faith in Christ is spreading throughout Egypt. 25,000 people gave their lives to Jesus at a rally near Cairo. The rally presented the message of salvation and called people to make a statement of faith. Open Doors USA reported that Christians in Egypt are being persecuted even more since Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi was elected. Pray that the new believers will have the courage to live out their faith. For more on this gathering, just go to missionnetworknews.org. And how can a single backpack give hope to a remote people group? By supplying them with a gospel. The Jesus Film Project has put together a backpack with a video projector, collapsible screen, DVD player, sound system and battery, and solar chargers. It allows one person to bring the hope of Jesus to a village, no matter the terrain. In a matter of minutes, the system is set up and ready to be viewed by hundreds. Pray that this powerful tool can reach the unreached with the good news of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you want to stand with persecuted Christians around the world and help Mission Network News at the same time, we've got the resource for you. The One With Them wristbands, barbed wire-looking wristbands to remind you to pray. Get five with your gift of any amount. That's the One With Them wristbands at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.